Beauty trends come and go, but eyeliner is forever. As author Zara Hunkier lays out in her new book, Eyeliner, A Cultural History, people have lovingly lined their eyes with some form of the cosmetic for thousands of years. Eyeliner has meant many different things to cultures across the world and through human history. In Chad, young men from nomadic clans walk hours to buy coal that they can wear to attract a wife. In India, Kathakali dancers use kajal to help tell stories through their eyes. And in Iran, eyeliner has become a symbol of resistance for women. For more, let's bring in Zara Hunkier to talk about her new book. Zara, welcome.
Hi, Deepa. Thank you so much for having me.
Zara, I want to start at the end of your book, actually, because there's a quote that I found really insightful. It's from Rihanna Agnell, a young British Instagram influencer who said, and I'm quoting here, "How you can manipulate your look just from this one product is incredible." How is it, Zara, that this one simple product, eyeliner, came to be such a universally used beautifying product?
Sure. Well, I think that quote captures it perfectly. Eyeliner originated in ancient Egypt, where I would safely say that Egyptians were obsessed with their looks, so beautification was very important to them. And the tracing of the eyes with coal was necessary because it was closely tied to the idea of rebirth and conception. But this idea of beautification has persisted for centuries and across cultures all around the world. And I think there's something very unique about the stenciling of the eye, because it's quite serious. As we know, the eyes are the windows to the soul. And when you're meeting someone and looking in their eyes for the first time, if their eyes are lined with pigment, they're almost definitely trying to convey some sort of a message to you.
Well, speaking about ancient Egypt, you start with a deep dive into the ancient Egyptian queen Nefertiti and her use of eyeliner. And I'm quoting you here. You say, "Embellishing the eyes was the greatest beautifier used by Queen Nefertiti." Tell us more.
Well, we know of Queen Nefertiti through her bust. Her bust was discovered just over 100 years ago, and it was displayed in a museum in Germany after it was taken out of Egypt. And there was something quite striking about the symmetry of the face, but really it's the eyes that stand out the most. And they are actually quite heavily lined with coal. And then they have these flicks, these trademark flicks that have been worn actually for centuries. Once her bust was displayed, Western women clamored to emulate her look by using eyeliner as one of their tools. So really, eyeliner is what stands out, I think, the most from her bust.
In the book, you tell the story of Iran's mass uprising, which was sparked by the death of Mahsa Amini. She was the young woman who was arrested for not dressing appropriately and died in the custody of Iran's morality police. You tell it as an eyeliner resistance story. I found that really fascinating. So tell us, what did eyeliner have to do with any of it?
Sure. In 1979, cosmetics were actually officially banned in Iran. And of course, the hijab was imposed upon women and their bodies have been policed since then. Therefore, the face takes on outsized importance because women don't have as much as, you know, let's say women in the rest of the world to experiment with when it comes to self-expression. So therefore, in the aftermath of the revolution and beyond that, and particularly today, women have been quite resourceful and creative with how they wear makeup. And eyeliner is one of the tools that they use to do this. And actually, Iran is one of the biggest consumers of cosmetics in the Middle East and even beyond the Middle East, which is quite interesting.
And then you write about how eyeliner is a key part of Chola and Chicana identity here in the US. And the head of a makeup brand you spoke to said that Mexican women use eyeliner to have some control over how the world sees them. And for those who immigrate to the US, the use of eyeliner is a small way to retain some sense of home. Tell us more about that.
Yes, going beyond that, I would actually say that the use of eyeliner in this community has historically also been political, because the Chola community or the Mexican American community has used their aesthetic to really say, you know, this is who we are. We are not going to assimilate into your culture. We are proud of our aesthetic and our identity, and we're not going to change that, even though they existed against a backdrop that was quite racist towards them. So their aesthetics were quite central to their political resistance.
Again, kind of eyeliner as a form of resistance. So fascinating. And then, you know, many of us South Asian women know eyeliner as kajal or kohl. And I'm wondering if you can tell us about kajal and why Indian women have used it for so many centuries and also culturally how it's used.
I think similar to how it's used in the Arab world and in Persia, the idea of kajal is quite central to the culture in the sense that it's very present in literature, in poetry, in music, and in dance. And also, of course, as we know, in Bollywood. And babies are actually given kohl, or kohl is applied, or kajal is applied to their eyes when they're born to help repel against the evil spirit and the evil eye. So there is this sense that it goes far beyond beauty. It isn't just beauty. There's something more to kajal and the way that it's applied to the eye that I think is present in other cultures in the global south.
Yeah, and I have to say, you know, one of the things that I will admit to is that I bring a lot of kohl pencils every time I come back from India because I just kind of haven't found something similar to use here. But I want to go on to your chapter about Amy Winehouse. You write that when she was well, her eyeliner was, quote, sharp and purposeful. You're obviously not reducing, you know, such a brilliant singer down to her eyeliner. But as a huge Amy fan myself, I was really taken by your focus on her eyeliner. So tell us more about Amy and the kind of cultural impact she had through her eyeliner.
Of course, I think Amy Winehouse has such a distinct aesthetic that really no other celebrity has managed to create, in the sense that her eyeliner and her beehive are really etched into our collective cultural memory. And as you say, I feel like a lot of the time her aesthetic actually reflected her emotions or the various points in her career. As her fame increased, I say at one point that the size of her wings also increased to the extent mm-hmm. that they reached her temples. So in many ways, the absence of her liner actually spoke more than the presence of her eyeliner. That's how important it was to her aesthetic.
Yeah. You know, I want to ask you, because you cover a lot of territory in your book. It's all really fascinating. But I want to just get down to some nuts and bolts here, because lining the eyelids, it's not easy. And you describe it as an art, and I would say it absolutely is. I wonder, who taught you how to line your eyes, and how did you master the art?
Sure. I mean, I think my original inspiration was my mother. I used to observe her wearing her eyeliner, and she used to apply it in quite a ritualistic way, and she would have a very steady hand. And I just looked at her and thought, okay, at some point I'm going to copy her. And then eventually I started doing that at about 14. I would learn other techniques from my friends when we would be at school in the bathroom applying our eyeliner together, or we'd be at clubs behind our parents' backs and we'd be applying eyeliner in the bathroom, that kind of thing. So I would say that it can take many, many years, and you have to be sort of open to amending the look depending on how your eye is itself, in the sense that it depends on the shape of your eye, it depends on the look that you want to evoke, the message that you want to deliver, the thickness of the line and the angle of the wing. So really, there's a lot of experimentation there.
I just want to ask you, though, you know, for some of us, eyeliner, mastering it hasn't happened. And I was very glad when my producer, Kalyani, told me that she hasn't mastered it either yet. We both feel very inept because it's pretty disastrous when we try. Why is it so hard for some of us?
I do think you have to have an extremely steady hand. It's almost like the face is a canvas and you're painting onto it, or it's a form of calligraphy or engraving. The thing with eyeliner is there's so many different types of eyeliner. So there's naturally made kohl, as I mentioned, and kajal. There's also liquid eyeliner in the West. There's pencil eyeliner. There's no shortage of different types of consistencies and colors. So I think that people can feel overwhelmed. But my advice is to always go with something quite subtle along your waterline. So that's where your lashes grow. And even that is extremely transformative. So I would say for beginners to start there, and you probably won't go back after that.
Okay, we'll keep trying. I want to end by asking you this question, because I wonder if there is a risk here by emphasizing makeup and especially eyeliner. We might send the message that women are somehow incomplete without it, not beautiful, not worthy of admiration. I feel like might sound like kind of an old school feminist critique, but I'd love to hear your thoughts.
My response to that would be a refutation of sorts in which this is not makeup. I think there are so many stories swirling around eyeliner that involve heritage, they involve your ancestry, they involve a celebration. Many communities outside of the West look at eyeliner as part of their sort of daily ritual, where they have to wear it because they feel that they're channeling a form of religiosity or spirituality or a connection to something bigger than themselves. That's personally how I look at eyeliner as well. I don't look at it as a mask. I feel like I'm decorating my face with my heritage because I live in the West, but I'm from the Middle East. So I really hope that people come away from this book learning that the origins of eyeliner go far beyond what you would expect. It's quite surprising. It originates in the East and it is celebrated amongst communities of color as something that is not simply an item of makeup.
I love that. Zara Hankir is the author of the new book, Eyeliner, A Cultural History. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Deepa.